7 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and joining us now from New Jersey, Kate Meehan. She is our pop culture editor. She's been a friend for a long time, and she's so good on this stuff. Kate Meehan is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net. Hey, Kate, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, gosh, where to start? Have you marked yourself safe from Adam Levine yet?
I have.
What's going on here? You know me. I pay attention to these things about headline deep. What's going on here?
There's a lesson in this. And the lesson in this is that if you are a celeb, especially a married one, and you decide to have a flirtation, an affair, whatever, and that person comes out in public and speaks to it, you don't then go and kind of sidestep it or publicly deny it, because then it just starts raining side chicks. And that is what's happened to him this week. He denied
raining side chicks.
Affair.
That is, oh, that's such a great expression. Go ahead, Kate. Sorry.
It's exactly what's happened to him this week. He sidestepped and denied and said he had a flirtatious thing with this woman that had spoken up, and but they never met, and it was never physical, and nothing really happened. Although the messages between them, if you read them, he talks about seeing her in person and how she looks better in person than he thought. And, you know, it certainly seems like they met. And so when he kind of, you know, bobbed and weaved and ducked a little bit, several more women have come out of the cracks of whatever and brought their proof and their messages to show that this wasn't like a little one-off thing that, you know, what amounted to nothing. It's actually a pattern. And his pregnant wife is none too happy with it.
So here's my thing, okay? In no universe I can even imagine would you believe that Adam Levine is the faithful one-woman kind of guy. Right? I mean, would you ever?
No.
I mean, so it seems a little fool me once, shame on you. You know, I don't know. It just doesn't, that's, it's almost like you know, if you're going to marry a guy like that and care that he stays faithful to you, it seems like the kind of thing where I'm going to need daily proof. I got a PI involved. I mean, you know, like it just, I don't see how.
He's talked about not being loyal in the past. He's talked on the record about up until before he met and married Beatty. He said he didn't think that we are naturally loyal, that we're not,
right,
you know, instinctively going to commit to one person. So, you know, when somebody tells you something, like, believe what they say, believe their words.
Right.
It's not shocking.
People tell you stuff, listen. Speaking of weird stories, I'm going to read you the headline, which I think is one of my favorite headlines of the week. Johnny Depp dating married lawyer from defamation trial against tabloid that branded him a wife beater. That might be one of the best headlines I have ever read. So he's really...
It's so convoluted and complicated. And yes, he is dating this woman named Joelle, who has been part of his legal team, but was not part of the legal team representing him in court physically against Amber Heard. She was there every day, and, you know, at the time they tried to say there was nothing going on and she was part of the legal team. Now that they've gone public, they're saying, oh no, it was personal. She was there because she was personally supporting him. So she has filed for divorce from her husband. They have two children, and people around Johnny and Joelle are saying that this is the real deal, and it's very, very serious.
Well, I would say the real deal at the moment. That's the way I would
I mean, what makes him look like a catch after all of that is
right.
Me, but
right.
Okay.
But look, I mean, kind of going back to the Adam Levine thing, for like, some men are just, and women, okay, can be very charismatic and attractive. And if you spend time with them, you know, recognize that you may get lured in. I mean, you know, the very charismatic inmates wind up with girlfriends and wives. You know, I just, these things are hard to explain, but there it is.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Tom Hardy apparently can beat up your dad or your husband. Tom Hardy entered a jiu-jitsu competition semi-anonymously and wins.
Do we care, though?
Okay, fair.
I mean...
Okay, all right, fair enough.
I feel like this is too, no, but you know what, though? This is to divert attention to his messy marriage right now.
Okay.
That's how this got legs. This was to totally divert attention to the fact that, you know, his marriage looks like it's kind of over. So now, I guarantee you there's more like this coming. All of these interesting facts and things that he does quietly and privately.
Okay.
We're going to start hearing about some of those in order to not talk about his messy marriage.
I got it. So this is image rehab, prehab. This is, you know, trying to...
Yes,
I get it. 100%. That makes sense. And then there's a story here that I just can't make any sense out of. Sylvester Stallone was given the keys to the Vatican?
Yeah.
That's a long pause. I love it. What? I don't even know what to think.
No, I don't know what to think, and I just don't even know what you do with that. Like, how do you discuss that, make sense out of it, what do you even do with that? That just feels like a singular sentence. You just leave sit there.
So Sylvester Stallone, okay, you know, devoted Catholic, that's fine. But then I think of some of the movies, and I don't think of, you know, I think of particularly, I think it was Rambo 5 was the one that was really anti-Christian in its message about, you know, missionaries. And I'm thinking, you know, it's one thing to say, you know, actor, successful director, all or whatever. It's another thing to look at the content of the message and be like, oh yeah, that's what we're going to endorse as, you know, Catholic. That's weird. I mean, that seems weird to me.
That's what always confuses me, though, in with religion in general and with some of these people of prominence, whether they're actors or politicians or whatever, you know, it's interesting to me how they end up connected to a specific religion, and yet some of their work, some of their actions, something in there does not jive with the direct teachings,
right,
in ways, and yet they still seem to be supported by that religion or that particular group. It's always interesting to me how that happens, because I don't know, like, you know, as normal people, we're taught that you do this, you don't do that, you do this, you don't do that.
Right.
And you kind of don't waver because you're solid in your beliefs or what you think is appropriate. So I wonder how people get a pass, and not just a pass, but then put on a little bit of a pedestal.
Last one, Rob Schneider is dishing out chicken sandwiches at a drive-thru for a promotion? Is that what this is?
Well, you know what? He made a film that's coming out in a couple of days called Daddy Daughter Trip, and it was filmed in Arizona, and he loves Arizona, so he went to an Arizona drive-thru and spent the day, or at least a couple hours of the day, passing out food to the locals, you know, as kind of a promotion, because, you know, this movie was made there. But also kind of as a, hey, I'm in your community too, and I'm just sort of a normal guy. So it's a little bit different, but hey, I mean, he grabbed the headlines, we're talking about it, and it gets promotion for his film in a different kind of way.
Well, I guess that's the creative part. But for the I'm a normal sort of guy also part, I would have said he should have done this with David Spade. That would have seemed like the perfect premise for them to be doing this together. But all right, Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net. Kate, thanks as always for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.